comforting, isn't it? The sound of a delicious spring meal, almost ready. In this case, it's white king salmon cooked in soy sauce, olive oil, and herbs. But that's nothing next to what the folks at Dog Point Fish Camp had for lunch.
Herring egg salad and black cod. Oh, and berry cobbler.
11-year-old Kaya Duguay likes what's served up here at camp. And it's no wonder. She's had to work for it. Kaya's the youngest in a group of women from ANS, the Alaska Native Sisterhood, who are spending the weekend here to practice preparing foods the traditional Tlingit way. Kaya's mom, Sharon Sullivan.
We are removing the outer bark of this alder so we can begin to smoke some salmon and halibut.
So why do you have to take the outside off?
The bark will make the fish have a different taste, maybe bitter, because of the tannins and the moss and the lichens on the bark.
So is it pretty hard work?
Yeah, it's easier to do fresh wood, not dry bark wood, because it sticks on harder. So we would probably be done by now, but it's dry, so it's harder.
While they're here, campers also learn the many other steps involved in smoking fish, such as cutting the fillets to the right thinness and drying them in the sun. They also learn the method behind a popular native side dish. Cassie Littlefield helps explain.
There's many different ways to harvest herring eggs. You can harvest them on hemlock branches or harvest them off kelp. The eggs that we have in the salad are off kelp. If you're picking from branches, you usually have to set them. So you go cut branches and then make sets wherever the herring are spawning.
Getting the day's meals together is an elaborate process, a far cry from TV dinners. And that's sort of the point. When Robbie and John Littlefield founded the camp, which has offered traditional food workshops for decades, they wanted to share the methods Tlingit people have been using for millennia.
This is an old family tradition to go out in the summer and put up fish for the winter. What John and I have done differently is we invited the community to come out with us, and we don't mind if people who don't even know how to hold a knife come out. We have developed little techniques for letting beginners do it.
It's clear the Littlefields think teaching the skills is important, but what makes people come to learn? Gathering beech asparagus, scraping alder bark, it's all really hard work. Pat Alexander has a theory.
I think it's part of who we are. If you know these things, you're more grounded. It's the confidence of knowing exactly who you are.
What do you mean, who you are?
Who you are in a cultural sense. Because all of these things, all of these activities comprise who we are.
Mimi Goodwin says the work itself isn't the point.
So we're learning that traditional way, then we're also learning much more, too. We're sitting sharing stories of our lives. We're working together, being the one with the tool at the moment, with the debarking, learning how to stay with it, even if it's not going just the way we wish it was, and that persistence and endurance and working together is also what we're learning.
Kaya feels more confident that she could survive a disaster.
If you ever get in a spot where you need to use survival and like you're only out in the wilderness, you're not going to have all the modern conveniences, and you're going to need to know how to like protect yourself and get food and stuff.
Joining in on the weekend's activities, I have to admit I learned a good bit myself, like how to prepare bull kelp for salsa, and also what white king salmon tastes like when it's cooked to perfection. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.